Hi there, this is Ross Conrad, and I'll be reading to you my article that appears in the October 2023 edition of Bee Culture Magazine. The title of the article is Beekeeping, a Doorway to Nature. It has been suggested that a spiritual crisis is at the center of the long emergency we collectively face. This crisis manifests itself as a disconnect from the natural world, and is considered by many to be one of the primary forces driving the growing degradation of environmental health. When we see ourselves as separate from the natural world, we view nature through the lens of how valuable it is to us personally, either economically or for its beauty. This is the typical Western approach to the notion of pristine wilderness. When we place such values on the natural world and its, quote, resources, unquote, viewing it simply as a means to gain financial wealth or other material benefits, it can reinforce our separation from it. Research indicates that people who have a strong emotional and spiritual connection to nature are more likely to behave positively towards the environment, wildlife, and habitats. This suggests that nurturing a greater connection to the natural world among the general population may be critical in addressing our spiritual crisis and helping to reverse the current environmental emergency. There are many ways this nurturing of our connection can manifest, including hiking and camping, fishing and hunting, farming and gardening, or bird watching. For the readers of Bee Culture, beekeeping likely provides one of our primary windows into the natural world. Through beekeeping, we enter the fascinating world of the honeybee. From the waggle dance and the intricacies of swarm behavior to honeybee biology and the production, use, and unique characteristics of the products of the hive. Our fascination with bees stems from our personal connection to them and our deep understanding of them and their ways. It has been claimed that the honeybee and beekeeping is the most studied and written about topic in the world, second only to us humans. The truth, of course, is that all living creatures are absolutely fascinating. We just tend to be clueless to most of the wonder, beauty, and amazing intricacies and relationships involved in the lives of the plants, animals, and insects that surround us and that we may come in contact with. We simply don't interact with them enough to understand them and their ways, as well as we do the honeybee, and this can result in their being underappreciated. The world of beekeeping acts as a doorway through which we are able to then connect with the wider natural world of all the pests, diseases, plants, and weather patterns that impact our bees, for better or worse. The truth is, we are not separate from nature and the earth. Our bodies are literally made of the same minerals of the earth. We live our lives on the earth, surrounded by the natural world, and when we die, our body goes back to the earth and eventually gets recycled by the natural world. What we do to the natural world, we do to ourselves. We may not die when a rare pollinator dies out and becomes extinct, but surely a small part of something within us dies, something sacred and precious. A host of studies have pointed to the fact that the stronger our personal connection to the natural world, the greater our concern for the environment. There is also strong evidence of a positive relationship between a person's connection to the natural world and one's personal health, well-being, and happiness. When individuals are exposed to natural elements, such as mountaintops, coastlines, meadows, and forests, the exposure results in stress reduction and assists in mental recovery following intense cognitive activities. It has even been found that a hospital window view into a garden-like scene can be influential in reducing patients' post-operative recovery periods and analgesic requirements. Embedded in diverse cultures around the world is the idea that people consciously and unconsciously seek connections with the natural world. The theory that this is a result of evolutionary history, where humans have lived in intimate contact with nature, was initially put forward by Harvard biologist and two-time Pulitzer Prize winner E.O. Wilson in the biophilia hypothesis. We humans appear to be innately attracted to other living organisms, Evidence suggests that this is particularly evident when life becomes difficult and stressful. How many of us can deny the relaxing effect of a quiet moment by the lake, the soothing effect of sitting by a river, the rejuvenation of a hike through the forest, a stress-reducing stroll by the seaside, the calming effect of simply cuddling with a pet dog or cat, or spending time with the honeybee colonies in our apiaries? Simply put, we need contact with nature, and the importance of our ability to connect with the natural world has only grown due to our increasingly urban, digital screen, and social media lifestyles that often serve to disconnect us from nature, which in turn may contribute to health and well-being problems. One meta-analysis suggests positive short and long-term health outcomes with improved self-esteem and mood with exposure to green environments. Proximity to water generated some of the greatest changes, and the mentally ill experienced the greatest self-esteem improvements. Other researchers, examining the link between finding meaning in life and our relationship to the natural world, suggests numerous benefits that arise from a personal connection to the natural world. Not only does nature help us find meaning in life, it can enhance our appreciation for life, and how engaging in nature-based activities, such as beekeeping, quote, provides an avenue for many people to build meaningful lives, unquote. The idea that contact with nature benefits our mental and physical health appears to be strongly supported by the statistics. According to one researcher, quote, animals have always played a prominent part in human life. Today, more people go to zoos each year than to all professional sporting events. A total of 56% of U.S. households own pets. Animals comprise more than 90% of the characters used in language acquisition and counting in children's preschool books. Numerous studies establish that household animals are considered family members. We talk to them as if they were human. We carry their photographs. We share our bedrooms with them, unquote. Beekeepers have their own version of this in what is referred to as the telling of the bees, a tradition where it is believed that when a beekeeper dies, someone has to go tell the bees, and perhaps hang a piece of black cloth on the hive to place it in mourning, or else the colony would die out or abandon the hive. There appears to be many versions of this. Others tell the bees about important events in their lives, particularly regarding a death in the family. Considering how easy it is for a beekeeper to put off caring for their bees with our busy lives, this tradition practically serves as a way to keep the hives in the thoughts of those that survive a deceased beekeeper, so that they will hopefully prioritize finding a new custodian to take over responsibility for their care in a timely manner. As a deep personal connection to the natural world, beekeeping has the potential to provide numerous benefits to its participants. Beekeeping encourages one to get exercise along with fresh air and sunshine, and there is significant evidence that suggests that even the occasional bee sting can help fortify the body's immune system, allowing it to more effectively deal with various ailments, provided, of course, that the person is not hyperallergic to honeybee venom. Beyond all this, we now know that beekeeping can also help establish a spiritual connection to the earth and all the life forms with which we share this planet, a connection that may be critical in our ability to effectively deal with our current reliance on damaging greenhouse gas-emitting technologies that are slowly turning our lives and society upside down. Many people are suggesting that the weather extremes we have been experiencing around the country and the world is the problem, when really the problem is, at its base level, the malevolent actions of individual people. Nurturing a greater connection to the natural world in greater numbers of people, such as through activities like beekeeping, might just hold part of the salvation for this world. Something to consider as you go about the business of caring for your bees this autumn and are tucking your colonies in for the long winter ahead. This is Ross Conrad, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen.